I was given this morning by one Conrad Le Madeleine. Anybody see that little sash around his neck? See that little sash around his neck? It says,
"Okay, I'm gonna be out here freedoming."
Important. Let me do it this way. I'm gonna turn it around so you guys can see it. All right. So, Mr. Conrad Le Madeleine, important and urgent, Mr. Patrick King, on his letterhead with his name and his face, and the date February 11th, 2022. Well, Mr. Madeleine decided he's going to write Mr. Patrick King a letter. And in his little letter to Mr. Patrick King, it says, "Mr. Patrick King, the conservative made you a request that you clear the borders, and they are right. On Monday, there will be massive layout and millions of dollars, massive layoffs and millions of dollars will be lost. The government had a special meeting with the province, and this weekend it will turn ugly. You have an opportunity that can make you a hero if you give the order to your truckers to clear the bridge at the border. You will be respected a lot. Coming from you, the public will respect you as a leader, as a man that can take decisions and work for the cause of freedom for all and the world as well.
Freedom for us all.
Your next move, you can tell the people that they need a new government, and it would be named the National Party or the Canadian Party. A name that would represent Canada and freedom.
Read up.
The new generations is tired of the liberal and unservative liberals and conservative and want a strong leader. You are that person. Form a party and you could be the next prime minister. You may have to share though. Your timing to act is now, this weekend.
Read on. Hey, do you have my cord?
I do have your cord. So, from the people out there. Oh my God, I can't even read. If you knew the chicken scratch I'm reading.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about that.
I know, I just want to delete them. Bye, Nicole Kiss. Nicole Kiss, you can kiss my ass.
Kissy kissy, we love you Nicole, but you're a troll, goodbye.
See ya. Bye Nicole, kiss my ass.
All right, and so we got the new prime minister here.
So the new prime minister of Canada, or, do we tell the boys to hold the fucking line and don't you move?
You hold that line.
You do not move. The amount of millions of dollars that they have taken from the Canadian citizens, from each hard-earned worker, business worker, personal business owners, entrepreneurs, all you people out there that have suffered long enough from these guys. They're telling you to back off the border because the billionaires might lose a couple billion dollars.
Let's good.
It's time you put that shoe back on that foot and realize what it's like to wear a pair of fucking work boots. It's time you oligarchs get used to being on the bottom of the level, and you might have to buy Kraft dinner and ketchup to fucking survive. It's time to toss that turn. It's time, guys. We have them on the brink. The fulcrum's right here. We've got them right here, and it's about to go. We got them, guys. We got them, guys.
We do.
You have a Mason begging me to save his business, to save his friend's business, because I could be a leader. I don't want to be a leader. I want to be the person on the ground that helps everybody else. There's nothing about being a leader in any of this. This is about each individual person taking that power back and putting it back in their souls and using that voice and let your inner lion roar. That's what it's about.
Freedom.
It's about time Canada gets a pair of balls and stands up. And if you think for one second that I'm going to tell them men and women at all those other places to back off, you got another thing coming. Yeah. I cannot be bought off. I cannot be swayed. I cannot be bribed. And that's why you hate me the most.
Freedom.
That's why you hate me the most. You know I can't be swayed. And you never will. Wait on the bridge of the concerns. The weight on the bridge. Those bridges, take that weight. They're designed for that. My God. We got to think outside the box here, folks. Why would they want us to quit? Why would they want... What the hell was that?
My vape, baby. Hey, I just heard Mo. I just read a note. Yeah. I just read a note from Mo saying all mandates will be dropped at the end of the month. Hey, Mo, you drop all mandates now, not at the end of the month. That goes for every single other premier out there.
You can park right there.
Every single other premier out there. You do not get till the end of the month. If you want this to end, you drop them now. Not at the end of the month. We're not falling for that shit. We're holding the line.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is more than some company. Yeah, they're going to move so you can move right
in. Oh, thank you, dear. We love much love, much love.
So now we're just getting our parking spot downtown. Downtown is going to be lit
tonight. It's fun down here, guys. Every corner is just music and
dancing.
Every
corner's got a party, man. I'm telling you, every corner has a party.
Yeah, don't believe that media.
I got it back. We got face. We're back up to 18,000.
There we go.
18,800.
Nice.
Yeah. So we got it.
We're back.
That's how you get shit done.
Back in business, baby.
And that's what it's about, guys. I don't give a shit anymore. There are people out there that have committed suicide, lost their homes, lost their families, foreclosed. I don't give a shit anymore. It's not me that's leading this. It's those folks out there that are standing on the front lines. It's you men and women that are putting in the legwork and holding that line. You are the ones that are making these people send me letters that saying, please, Pat, please tell them to step away. We're not hurting our people. We're hurting the billionaires. The ones who have the ability to change this world. To that billionaire, that millionaire, whoever you are. You know what, sir? If you have the opportunity to change the world, would you take it? With all those billions and millions of dollars that you have, isn't it not your job to make sure that the rest of humanity is taken care of? If you're not going to do your job, step aside and let the humble fucking Canadians do it for you.
Read up.
It's our duty. When our government is tyrannical, it is a patriot's duty to protect its citizens from its government. And that's what we're doing, baby. And we're doing it without even raising a fist. We're doing it without even marching. We're doing it with our hearts. And we're doing it with our mind. We're doing it with our God-given ability to be
free,
energetic people blessed by the Creator and God.